22, Beyond Tweaking. God has a mighty, awesome, wonderful transformation in mind for you. From time to time, a debate emerges about why people don't read the Bible more. These discussions always give rise to a variety of reasons, which are then explored, discussed, and analyzed. Popular reasons include people are intimidated by the various ancient texts, and people are simply too busy. One of the reasons we don't read the Bible more is because we have become an increasingly impatient society. The Bible isn't like other books. It requires patience. It is like when you meet a fascinating person. It takes time to get to know him or her. The more impatient we have become as a society, the more our relationships have suffered. Patience is at the core of any great relationship because it takes patience to listen and really understand the heart of another person. The Bible helps us to know the heart of God and the heart of man. That takes time. It's not a self-help book in which every line is filled with cliches and step-by-step directives. It is about learning God's heart and learning our own heart. But in a deeply subconscious way, the explanation for why we don't read the Bible more is deeply profound. We know the Word of God has the power to transform our lives. And the uncomfortable, unspoken, and often avoided truth is that we don't want our lives transformed. Be honest. Do you want God to completely overhaul your life and totally transform you? Transformation may seem attractive in a moment of blissfully holy, idealistic exuberance, or at a moment of crisis. But the everyday reality is, we like to distance ourselves from the inner work required to bring about such a transformation. The long history of God's relationship with humanity has always displayed his preference for collaboration over intervention. God will not snap his fingers and bring about the type of transformation we are talking about here. He desires a dynamic collaboration with each of us. God wants us to do our part. So no, we don't necessarily want our lives transformed. Sure, we want some tweaking, but not transformation. This desire for tweaking is selective and selfish, while transformation is total and selfless. Avoiding transformation has a very real impact on our spirituality. Once we abandon the transformation that is the Christian life, our focus falls on tweaking. Our spirituality becomes mediocre and very self-centered. Then we start praying for tweaking. Dear God, please tweak this, and please tweak that, and tweak my spouse, and tweak my spouse again because it didn't take the first time, and tweak my kids, and tweak my boss, and tweak my colleagues at work, and tweak my son's soccer coach, and tweak my daughter's school teacher, and tweak our pastor, and tweak the politicians. We pray for tweaking, and then we wonder why God doesn't answer our prayers. The reason is simple. God is not in the business of tweaking. He is in the business of transformation. The other sad, tragic, miserable truth is that most of us have never prayed a prayer of transformation, not even once in our lives. Most of us have never come before God and prayed, "Loving Father, here I am. I trust that you have an incredible plan for me. Transform me. Transform my life. Everything is on the table. Take what you want to take and give what you want to give. Transform me into the person you created me to be so I can live the life you envision for me. I hold nothing back. I am 100% available. How can I help?" Amen. If you want to see miracles, pray that prayer. If you want to see and experience miracles in your own life, pray a wholehearted prayer of transformation. That's a prayer God will answer. God always answers a prayer of transformation. Never once in the history of the world has God not answered a sincere prayer of transformation. We need to start praying prayers that God can easily answer, prayers that God wants to answer. When we want what God wants, it becomes easy for him to answer our prayers. But too often, we use prayer in a vain and futile attempt to impose our will upon God. So what's it going to be? More tweaking? Or are you ready for transformation? Point to ponder. The butterfly emerges from the cocoon. It is a beautiful transformation. Verse to live. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Question to consider. What will be the hardest thing about letting God transform you and your life? Prayer. Jesus, keep the desire for transformation alive in my heart.